thing. There.
Well, with computers, can't if they typed it into a computer.
One time, it would be able to find it wherever it occurred right. in the document. But what they do is they send a hard copy transcript to Marina rather than the soft copy, the disk. So I don't think that her computer talks to the Smithsonian's computer.
Oh, that's not so good.
Wow. In 10 years, I hope that there will be a no longer be computer babble. Something's gonna happen. Well, let's start out with biography. I know that you were born in 1931 in Milwaukee, and your father was owned an accounting firm.
He was very, you'd say, self-employed.
Mm-hmm. And your mother?
As an accountant. And my mother was a housekeeper.
A housekeeper, sometimes. And did you have grandparents who also lived in the area?
When I was born, I had only my mother's mother.
Was it your father's family you had mentioned were first generation American, or were German immigrants?
My father's father came over to the United States, I think, when he was around 18 or 20. And he was from Prussia, and I think that he left because of the military draft requirements. Didn't want to be a conscript.
That would have been probably the First World War.
Oh, no, that's earlier than that. I think he came over, I'd say he probably came over around 1885 or a little after that, because I think my father was born in 1895.
Mm. But you didn't know that grandfather?
Nor his wife, nor my maternal grandfather.
And your maternal grandmother was not German?
Oh, yes.
Oh, was also German?
Oh, yes, we were. German down both sides, and in Milwaukee, which was a Germanic community. My whole growth period there, the early years, it was really in a German atmosphere.
And was there a lot of German spoken?
No, my parents had a smattering of German, and they would use it for confidential conversations that were to remain away from the children when they wanted to settle something. And that's about all. But say if I went to my grandmother's house, there really wasn't any German spoken unless they wanted something.
Right. Or tell jokes probably sometimes.
No. See, that's what's strange. We definitely were nested in that German culture, but for the most part, we didn't practice it in any way.
It was something that was there.
I mean, there was a certain terms, Gemütlichkeit, and so that, well, that was all part of Milwaukee culture, and I guess after a while, you know, even the city fathers, and then they continue it today, Oktoberfest, Gemütlichkeit, you know, those are certain promotional terms now.
I'm sure the malls have little German insignia and marketing.
Well, no, I mean, you have a couple of famous German restaurants, and, there are a few traces of that early German community. But
I believe there is an active polka center in Milwaukee.
Oh, sure, that I believe. And, but that could be Polish as well as German. And I have recall that my father had a reaction